Hi, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show, the internet radio show on BBS Radio, that we talk about the Akashic Records, we talk about your life, we talk about how to access the Akashic Records. And for those of you who are just tuning in, I am an Akashic Record Consultant International, actually it's Akashic Record Consultants International, certified Akashic Records teacher and consultant. And you can look at Akashic Record Consultants International .org. That would be Akashic Record Consultants International .org. And I was certified by them. Wow. Well, even before I was certified a teacher before the organization became an organization. I learned from Mary Parker and Elena Lieberman, and am one of the founding members of Akashic Record Consultants International. So I hope you check out our website. We're going to be having a conference in October in Dallas, Texas, and look forward to having those people who are interested in the Akashic Records come to it. Hopefully you'll join as a member of Akashic Record Consultants International. Interestingly enough, and the number to call in tonight, if you have any questions, you can call in and we can talk. You can call in at 415-762-1161. That's the call-in number for BBS Radio. Or you can email me at akashicwisdom.com. That's just like the program, A-K-A-S-H-I-C. Wisdom.com. Excuse me, it's info@akashicwisdom.com. So you can definitely check us out or check me out and email me, and I would be happy to hear from you. Okay, I have something I want to talk about. One of my students and friends emailed me I'm going to call it a channeled message for the solstice for this month. And I'm not going to mention the channel and or anything like that. But one of the things that was important, it was talking about the solstice coming up this month, which is next weekend, and the earth changes. And it was part of it had to do with about talking about how the creative force is becoming impatient with we as humans. And the whole tone of the actual channel was one of basically, okay, humans, you better get your act together, or, you know, the creative force is going to come down hard on you. And I want you to understand, now this is coming, and when I read this, I had my Akashic Records open, and what is important for you to understand, there are going to be a lot of messages like this. The closer that we get to 2012, the more people are going to say, or channels are going to be coming forward, saying humans have to get their act together, and that the creative force is becoming impatient. I want to just clarify this. What's important for us to understand is that our planet is going through a transition. The same way we as a humanity, as a human race, are going through a transition. And that it's very important that you understand that this transition or this shift it's rather complicated. So first of all, what's important for us to understand is that we are at a crossroads for ourselves as a human race to begin to move into more self-love. and more loving of other humans. This has been set up by our collective agreement of our soul's intention of coming to the planet at this time. The soul's agreement was that we would all come together in human form to experience being human. At the same time, we would also expand our awareness and our knowingness of constriction, because it is in constriction that we are when we're in human form. But what's so important to understand is that the Creator, the creative force, is not losing patience with us. It's not about, quote unquote, being punished for something we didn't do or that we did do. What's important to understand is that we as humans are making our choices for the future. And our choices are what create the future. It's not about God or the universe or the creative forces losing patience with us. It's all about we as beings of light making choices that take us down different roads. Yes, there is a light. Yes, there is a dark. Yes, there are different paths that we can choose to travel on. Our choices are what get us to those places. And when we as a collective make a soul intention choice, that's how it moves. It is a consequence only of our choices. It is not dependent on God's love or the love of the universe for us, because that is always constant. I want you to understand that, and this is major here, and it's coming from the records, is that we are not meant to suffer. And Jesus did not die for our sins. That is a myth. It is a myth of fear that has been put upon the human beings. And the fear of hell is a myth. It is not true. A loving Creator God would not subject His Son to torture any more than He would subject His children to eternal damnation and torture. That is not love. What's important to understand here is that the words of the Christed Spirit and the words of love that come forward from the multitudes of religion, the words of true love that harm no one but empower everyone, those words are the true words of the Creator. All other words, all other deeds that encompass any violence, that encompass any negativity, that encompass any criticism, are all human-made. If we as a humanity, as a species, would live from a place of love, in total agreement, then this planet would be different. It would not be the one for learning as it is. As has been said many times, this is a planet of struggle. It's a planet of choices. We come here to learn about choices. But it's absolutely key that you understand that it's your responsibility is to your awareness. Your responsibility is to your expansion, and your responsibility is to your depth of learning. True ascension can only be experienced through total and complete unconditional love. That's what's important for you to understand for today's message. And so I just wanted you to know that. So speak, when you read these channels that call you to task, as long as you've been doing your own personal work, to your ability, to the best of your ability, the only one that can call you to task is you. And please know that. Now we have an email question, and if anybody would like to comment on what was just said, feel free. Love to have a dialogue. That'd be great. You can call in at 415-762-1161. Again, 415-762-1161. Now, I have an email comment. She's not exactly sure how to ask this question, but what she said she saw, she goes, I saw these words, birth great miracles, and I like this concept. I'm not sure what kind of question to formulate, but I wanted to share them with you. And she says she's still working on last week's homework and journal work regarding physical challenges. Well, that I have to listen to last week's program. You know, it's what's interesting about the Akashic Records work is I bring forth messages, but I don't remember what I say, so I have to listen to what I said because it doesn't stay with me. So for all of those people who are enjoying their homework for last week, that's great. And I want you to continue to do so. And if somebody wants to email me and tell me what I said, that'd be even greater. Okay, so what is this word, birth great miracles? So what does that word, what does that concept mean for you? What great miracle are you willing to birth? What great miracle are you willing to birth? Hello, we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Oh, hi. I really like what you had to say because I've been reading channeled messages. My name is Kim, and I've been reading these channeled messages about being called to task, and basically you must basically show your allegiance to the Creator, or I can't even remember the wording, but that basically they were upset about the dark hold still, and that we as a planet need to basically come up to snuff. And I remember I told the channel of one of these channelings that I thought the messages from God were kind of rough.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because to me, if the planet was put as a light and dark thing, and it almost appeared from the channel readings that the feeling that the dark had got out of hand, like even considering the whole thing with the Gulf spill, that somehow the dark had doesn't want to give up its power on the planet. And I'm kind of neutral to these messages because I'm not quite sure. They're fascinating. I'm not quite sure what's truth or not truth, and I like what you had to say.
Well, thank you, Kim. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Merced, California.
I'm sorry?
California.
Okay, great.
California.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me
all
right?
I'm calling
from California.
There seems to be a delay. Do you have your computer on?
I probably should. It's not working, is it, for me to call in?
Oh, no, I want you to call. I want to have a conversation with you, but you need to call, turn your speakers down.
Oh, okay. Is this better now?
Yes, because what happens is there's a bit of a delay, and so if you'll say something,
oh,
I hear
see.
The echo. What I wanted to say is that what comes forward from the masters, teachers, and loved ones around the challenging times and the oil spill, etc., is that these are human choices, and that what's very interesting is that people are very committed to honoring, and please, what I'm about to say, I need a disclaimer on. I need to let everyone know that I am not, and what's being said is not in any way, shape, or form, in as a criticism or an insult to the concept of Jesus. But what's about to be said here is that if everyone is strong in their belief in God and in Jesus and in the Creator, then they can't possibly believe in the dark.
Fascinating.
Because there is nothing more powerful than the divine. And it's very important is it true that there are dark forces or there are negative energies? Of course there are. But they are not more powerful than the divine. Because we as beings have created these various challenges for ourselves. Because we are part of the Creator, we create challenges, but it doesn't mean that it's greater than our ability to create. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and that's why I thought it was very interesting with the channeled, so much of the channeling concentration on the dark and how powerful the dark is. And I question that. What's the biggie with that?
Exactly. And so the issue is that if we were to truly look at the dark, what the masters, teachers, and loved ones are saying is the dark is equal to the ego. In other words, it's the human element that is the critical part. It's the critical part of our humanness that comes forward and talks about that. Now, as above, so below, and as below, so above, etc., we have created a universe, and I don't mean just this planet, but a universe. We as creators, as a creative force, have created energy of both light and dark as challenges for us when we're in a physicality. But the reality is that it's really more of a game rather than a reality. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
It makes total sense to me.
Good.
In fact, that's why I don't understand some of the channel readings about this, because if it's set up as a game to look at to help us go towards the light, why is this strong message about the dark, the dark, the dark? I think that the best messages were to concentrate on the light.
Yes, exactly. And it's about finding the light within you and finding the good that is within you, not to magnify the fear, not to magnify the dark, not to magnify the negative, but to look within for the light. Because the lighter we are, the more we exude and hold the light, the more we illuminate the dark. It's just the best way to explain it, you know?
What I do like about some of the messages are that if you are very aware of your connection to spirit, to God, you don't have to have any worries.
Exactly.
It almost makes me feel like that the only concept I could think of is after, say, 2013, that we see you could be walking with a person who might be in third dimension, and then you, I guess, would have moved on. But you're living in the same universe, but they're experiencing that universe differently. I don't know. You know, I've been thinking about these thoughts in my mind for a while. Like, are we all going to be on one planet, so to speak, and just experiencing different levels of consciousness on that planet?
We already are.
That's true, but even a stronger delineation of that is what I'm saying.
Well, we won't know till we get there. But the reality is that we are just one pebble in the universe. This planet is like a marble in the sky. It's just one. It's one reality. It's one environment. It's one existence. There are a myriad of different existences on it. And if you liken the universe and the various experiences and various planets and the various dimensions to a theme park, just think about the different rides on a theme park. One is really no better than the other. One is maybe more thrilling than the other. One is maybe more scary. One is calmer. One is maybe more beautiful. But they're just different rides in the theme park. And if you were to think of planet Earth as a ride on the ultimate theme park, it's just a ride in the park.
You know what the other thing that I've been looking at is the idea of God. Like, I read this one channeled writing where they talked about the creator God behind the sun and the idea of all there is, the God, so to speak, of the whole entire universe, and the idea that we have a God that is basically for this planet. And that kind of blew my mind, and I was wondering if you would speak to that. Is that too out there, too weird?
Not at all. In fact, it's what they're now I'm not going to reference that channel because I don't have a connection with it and I've not read it. I'm going to tell you what the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record are saying right now. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
What's being said here is that the source beyond the source is the creative force that governs the universe. And just as there are creative forces that have various levels of awareness and distinctions, like different dimensions, we on planet Earth are in a variety of different dimensions, frequencies, and vibrations. Within the universe, there are higher, deeper vibrations and frequencies, and they have even more levels. There's so much that we don't know because we're not wired to remember. And so there are different I'm just waiting for the information here. there's different hierarchies of awarenesses that encompass our planet. In many cases, we have called that God. But because we are all a part of the source beyond the source, that it's as if okay, the best way to explain this to you is if you were to take a circle and then draw another circle inside that circle, and another, a large circle, they say a large circle, then another circle, then another circle, then another circle, then another circle. It's all inside that same circle. That's the best way to explain how the universe is set up.
So to me, what they're saying, and this is just my interpretation, is that all there is, the creator, all there is that the huge everything. But within that circle, there are different forms of creation energy set up to be some form of God.
Right.
Or a piece of that God.
Exactly. A part of the whole. A part of the W-H-O-L-E.
Yeah. But then if you think about us, myself, you, everyone else, where are we in that circle?
We're all part of it.
We're all part
we're
of it.
We're all other little circles in that. So if you were to take each one of those circles, of the circles inside the circle, and draw little tiny dots or cells.
Then we're that.
Yeah.
That's a very cool explanation.
Yeah, it is.
I sort of get, yeah.
It's very interesting is that get it in your body. Do you feel the truth of that in your body?
Yeah, it's a warmth.
Yeah. In other words, like the idea of getting it is that when you have a complete knowing in your body, you say, oh, yeah, that feels like truth to me.
Yeah, because I've been dealing with this idea for a while when I was trying to listen and figure out this explanation of God, because I grew up with this explanation of God as being in the earth, in the planet, in the trees, and not a being of any kind, just an energy. And then the idea, to look at the idea of a creator God in a universe, our universe, but then that being just a part of a huger picture. Maybe it doesn't make a difference, actually.
Well, okay, so see, the other thing they're showing me is that if we can imagine ourselves, the 4th of July is coming up. And then when, you know how they have the fireworks display at the end? When they all go off at once?
The biggest.
Yeah, the finales.
Right.
And they have all those wonderful sparks, and everything's going kaboom, 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 and there are all sorts of sparks that go in the sky, and the sky is totally lit up.
That's
us.
Part. You know, talking to you, this is the closest I've come to having some calmness about the upcoming. There's so much fear that's being put out there about 2013 or 2012, like you have to be ready. Those who are not ready will basically perish or whatever, you know, because your time is up. And I don't understand any of it. I don't get any of it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just don't get it. I'd rather be in calmness in my center of who I am than to even deal with some of that stuff. And yet, at the same time, some of the stuff on 2012 and 13 is like a train wreck. I have to stop by and look at it because I'm kind of fascinated by these images of what the universe is to become. I don't know whether that's good or bad, but maybe it's just me kind of having a sense of fascination.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being aware. The 2012 is a very important time for us to take a look at ourselves, to be able, and in preparation to take a look at ourselves.
Yeah.
That's just fine. Same thing happened when we transferred, you know, from 1999 to 2000. Everybody thought the computers were going to go crazy and everybody's stocking up water. And the thing is, it was a New Year's.
Yeah.
But the reality here is that the earth changes that are coming upon us are a function of our earth and its own purging and its own shifting. We cannot say we've been bad, therefore the earth is going to be destroyed. What we have to take a look at is what is our responsibility for taking care of the earth. That's why recycling is important. That's why, you know, protecting our forests is important, because it's not about fear of, oh my goodness, if I'm not a good girl, I'm not going to get my candy, or I'm not going to live. Mm-hmm. It's the idea is we want to take care of our home because we want to, not because we're in fear of.
That I found fascinating, I was watching television, I saw the people in Louisiana screaming and hollering because they want to go back to drilling, and there's a ban on it right now because of the Gulf spill. And I kept on thinking, why doesn't someone step up and say, those same people who have the drills and who want to go back because they're afraid of losing their job, why can't we change all of that stuff into looking at alternatives? Why can't all these people who say we got to go back to drilling so we don't lose our jobs, why can't someone step up and say, okay, there's Recovery Act money. Let's put that money into looking at what's alternative, that you can do similar things but only with probably solar energy or different forms of energy. I don't understand, probably because I'm not a politician, I don't understand sitting on stuff.
Well, part of it does have to do with human greed. It has to do with big business. The same way the pharmaceutical companies could have cures for lots of diseases and are aware of them,
right.
And it's the same way that there's a lot if the oil industry were replaced by solar and by the wind and the energy and the way that they know how to replace it. The economy itself would have to undergo great reevaluation. And again, I'm not a politician and I don't know anything about economy. I'm telling you what I'm hearing from the Akashic Masters, teachers, and loved ones. What they're saying is the economy of the planet, the economy of the countries is all fueled by the oil industry, as well as the energy, etc. And so it has the dollars has to take a whole complete reevaluation, revamping, in order for that for it to be okay. So that's one of the things that we have set up. Again, we're just another ride in the galaxy. This planet,
right.
And that's one of the reasons that, you know, the Creator has created this, as because we are part of the creation, because we wanted to experience this. And there are other places in the universe where you can experience total peace and no struggle, and it's all beautiful. But again, it's like anything else. We've come here for the excitements of it, for the challenge of it, because that's what we as souls wanted to do.
I will tell you, the idea of going to solar, to changing how we use energy, to me is complete excitement. And if that is one of the things that could be brought about with the changing of going towards 2012, 2013, if we could, people would have the courage to say, okay, we're just going to do it. We're going to pump billions of dollars into looking at complete new energy forms. And people had the courage to stand up and say, no, we no longer choose to use oil.
Well, there's a lot of people going off the grid with that.
Maybe it might happen.
Excuse me, I had a sneeze. but there's a lot of people that do that.
Yeah. I think it's a call for revolution of the heart. America,
it is.
The whole entire world deciding, what kind of world do I want to live in?
Right. And that's why the planet itself is evolving.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When I think of things like that, I get happy because I think there are alternatives, the healthy alternatives for this planet. We can have a better planet, and there's no reason why a small amount of people should have that much power.
Well, that's very true.
And it can be changed.
That
can
be
changed.
Absolutely can be changed. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I mean, and the idea here is that we, again, it's about each individual taking responsibility for themselves and moving forward.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually be in California, by the way, at the end of the month.
Really? Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in San Diego.
I think you're fascinating. I love to hear you speak about, because it's a very hopeful look at the planet, and the idea of looking at the planet as more of we come here for the excitement. We come here for achievement, to see a different part of ourselves, to explore. It reminds me of Star Trek. I like that.
Well, I'm glad you. Have you listened to the program before?
Oh God, I listened to it quite a bit. I love it. I just think it's just wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to be in San Diego. I'm doing two lectures, one on the qualities of ascension, and one on opening your heart to prosperity. The one on prosperity is going to be at the Controversial Bookstore in San Diego, and the one on opening the qualities of ascension are going to be at a private home, but I have the address if anybody wants to email me for it. And then I'm also going to be doing a level one and level two Akashic Records workshop in San Diego, actually in Encinitas.
By the way, do you feel that there will be some form of ascension coming up in the next couple of years?
I think everyone ascends.
Everyone ascends is what you believe?
That's what I'm told is that at the time we decide to leave the planet, we make our quote-unquote ascension to where we choose to go based on our experience here on this planet. It's like there's a next step. There's a next step in evolution. After we've chosen to be on this planet, there's a waiting period after we leave, and there's some souls that want to hang around the planet because of loved ones or for whatever, and that's what the mediums connect with. But there's others that want to just move on, and they move into a waiting space. And once they move into a waiting space, they then go to a life review. Based on their life review, they decide where within what energy field, what dimension, what planetary experience, or where they want to be. And some rest for eons, and some return right away. So we all ascend in a certain way. Now, the qualities of ascension that are coming have to do with the individuals wanting to be right and perfect. And there's no such thing on this planet.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I never heard it put that way.
Mm-hmm.
With the individuals wanting to be right and perfect?
Well, and there was it's like you can't ascend if you're going to be wrong, right? If you haven't done your work. That's the concept, correct?
Right.
The concept is I must be pure. I must be correct. I must be holy.
That seems kind of hard to me.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's almost like
qualities of ascension that we talk about have more to do with the human ability of being human.
Yeah.
coming from a space of love.
So all these people speaking about we're going to ascend, we're going to become light bodies in the couple of years, we're not going to be the same people. I've always found that kind of difficult to kind of, the concept in my brain. So the people that are saying they're expecting to turn to light bodies between, I guess, 2013, 2015, that, what do you say to that?
I say have a good time.
Oh.
I say, what are you doing now to prepare for that?
Well, I know some people are saying they're taking courses in ascension. They're taking courses to somehow become a light body. I still don't get the concept. I don't feel like I'm going to change that much.
Just a question. This is a concept that light workers have said they are. In other words, like if you say you're a light worker, aren't you already a light body?
That's a fascinating thought. This is just my opinion. I think some people actually believe they're going to hit a year, and all of a sudden their bodies are going to turn to light, and all of a sudden their karma is going to disappear, and all of a sudden they're going to be these total angels. And they're not going to add anything.
But the reality is there is still karma.
Yeah.
The karma, that's the other thing. If you notice that karma and even ascension are all based on what did I do wrong, karma, what did I do wrong that I'm being punished for that I need to change or atone for, and ascension is what do I need to do to be perfect in spirit so I may ascend. It's not about being perfect in spirit. It's about being loving as a human.
And the place one starts with being loving is the self. Well, every time that we pass on to a different, when we die and pass on, we're going through some form of ascension.
Absolutely.
And so that's really a clearer picture of ascension. I can understand that picture. It doesn't seem quite as much of a fairy tale.
Well, but the idea is that what is the necessity for having to ascend?
To be closer to God.
And so what does one have to do in order to be closer to God?
In my world, just realize that you're part, that you are part of the Creator, that you're a part of that, the little dot in that round circle.
Right. And the other part is that this is a very true statement, but it's something that we need to remember, and I'm including myself in the same thing, is that when we truly learn to love each other and ourselves the way we say we love God, then we're ready for ascension.
Yeah. Lot to think about.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much. Have a beautiful day.
You're welcome. I don't know if you're near San Diego, but would love to meet you at one of those lectures, or if you're interested in the workshop, I'm happy to email you some information. So
I will definitely, I'm definitely interested in the workshop.
Great. Well, again, it's email me. You've got my email. It's info@akashicwisdom.com.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
It's been a delightful dialogue. Thank you for calling tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. Bye.
Yes, great. Thank you. And again, Kim, we appreciate your call. It was Kim, right? Oops, I guess you went away. I hope I got the right name. So I hope that was helpful to you folks out there. There's more to say about ascension. There's more dialogue to have had. That's why we're doing the lecture. It's interesting when my friend Rayan, you've heard Rayan on the radio program. She is the wonderful animal communicator, and she channels a wonderful being called Puda, who is in body as a cat in this in right now. And as well as she does, she does her own Akashic. She's a student of mine, and she does Akashic Record consultations as well. Same way I do Akashic Record consultations, personal ones. Anyway, when she asked me what the lectures were going to be, I opened my Akashic Records and asked about the information, and what came forth was that the first lecture was going to be on the qualities of ascension. And the second lecture at the bookstore was going to be about opening your heart to prosperity, or opening your life to prosperity. I actually forget what they told me, but about the prosperity thing. But the qualities of ascension was very unique to me. And the reason that's important is because I've never really read a lot about, personally, I've personally not read about an ascension. So Donna does not have a formal reference about ascension. But it's clearly what the masters, teachers, and loved ones want you and those folks who are going to be coming to that lecture in Oceanside, California on June 23rd. They want people who are going to be attending that lecture are going to have a very special evening. And that's all they'll tell me. And this is the way the lectures work. And it's the way this program works. I tell you that there's rarely I know what I'm going to say. Tonight I had that channel that I wanted to talk about, and beyond that, I have no idea what they bring up. So I totally trust when I open up my personal Akashic Records, or if I'm working with someone in a personal Akashic Record consultation, the consultations are based 100% on your questions. So whatever your personal questions are, you don't tell me ahead of time. We get together on an appointment, and either I call you or you call me. I say the prayer to open up the Akashic Records, which is a vibrational key. It shifts the energy to make the information accessible. It's a specific sacred prayer. And after I call in the light, naturally. And then you ask your first question. And then I bring forth, the same way I do here on the radio, information. The difference is it's specific to you. And then you're the one that the question gets the information. Now, so I want to go on to another question today. The question is, and I think we kind of covered this already, but I'm going to read it anyway. It says, if God is perfect and his creations, humans, are perfect, why would there need to be a physical planet to struggle and forget heaven? Why couldn't us souls just stay in heaven? What's the real purpose? If we are already pure consciousness, doesn't make any sense to me. Says your viewpoint is extremely desired. I've wrestled with this for years. Thank you for your assistance. Well, I hope that what we talked about already helps you with this. The idea is beings of light, as individual as well as collective souls, that we are interested in experience and being a part of the Creator. The Creator is also interested in experience. And so when we experience something, the Creator experiences at the same time. That's the way the Creator gets to know itself through us, because we are part of it. I'm not sure if that makes sense to you or not, but it's as if our eyes are God's eyes. Our hearts are God's heart. Our bodies are God's body. And that when we experience joy, happiness, sadness, pain, that part of us that is pure light experiences that, for better or worse. And at the same time that we are in pain, if we get very still and we truly turn our lives over and surrender to our higher self, we will get answers. And then it's up to us to act on those answers of what our next steps are. And I understand that sometimes it's hard to hear them. And when it's hard to hear them, our true answers for our next steps, or our true answers to release us from pain. The recommendation that I'm hearing is to go deep into gratitude for what we do have. And allow ourselves to feel the peace, the love, and the silence to make way for the words of the divine or the feelings of the Creator to come forward. And so that's very important for us. It's very important for us to do. We all struggle. That's why we came here. Is it fun? Not usually. But once we get it, it can be exhilarating. And there's some of us out there that are still waiting to get it. There's certain things in our lives that still plague us. And there's certain things in our lives that aren't perfect. But that does not mean by any stretch of the imagination that we are not loved totally and completely for the imperfect being that we are. For we truly are perfect in our imperfection. I hope you feel the love that's coming forward with tonight, because I feel it in such magnificent waves right now. It's as if the divine was just outpouring waves and waves and waves of divine love that encompasses us, that comfort us, that allow ourselves and allows us to feel as if we're wrapped in the arms of angels, as if Archangel Michael were standing with each one of us, wrapping his wonderful, beautiful, mighty wings around us. It's as if Metatron has come forward as a messenger of our heart's desire to ignite and turn up the volume in our heart. We have all these wonderful beings of light that are messengers from God. God, the source beyond the source. The divine energetic being that connects to us energetically in divine love that is always available, always loving, always creative. Just reach your hand out. Reach your hand up and know that you are being held in the arms of the divine. Allow your hand to be taken. Remember the prayer of Jabez. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. That your hand would be with me to keep me from evil, so I should know no pain. And that's the blessing of the evening. We create our own pain. We create our own stumbling block. And we need to be able to begin to clear our path of the boulders and the rocks that have stood in our way for all these years. You can choose to get a bulldozer, or you can take them apart one at a time. If change is too much for you, just take them one at a time. You're deeply loved. And you just need to know that. Just know that. I want to just reiterate that I will be in San Diego on the 23rd and of June. I will be lecturing on the qualities of ascension at a private home, and I'm happy to email you the information. And if you would like information, you can also go to the Controversial Bookstore is in San Diego proper, and I'm going to be lecturing on prosperity there. Both lectures are from 7 to 9:30. They're very inexpensive. It's a $15 donation. And I'm also going to be bringing forth message for the group and answering individual questions from the Akashic Records for not for everyone gathered. It depends on time. I'm also going to be teaching a level one on June 26th and 27th from 2:30 to 7:30 in Encinitas, California. And level two, also in Encinitas, is going to go on Friday from 1 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday from 8:30 to 1:30. So we're going to be doing two classes in one day there on Saturday and Sunday. So again, if you'd like information on any of those classes, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me personally on my private line of 216-691-1233. I'm also going to be in Portland, Oregon. I'm going to be teaching a level one on July 10th and 11th. So if that's of interest to you, let me know, and please tell your friends about all these wonderful classes. And email me your questions. The idea here is that if you don't, for whatever reason, don't want to call in, we want you to email your questions to info@akashicwisdom.com. And, I would love to just have those questions here. And let me know how things are going. Let me know what you want to know, really. And let me know how I can best assist you. If you're emailing me, please include your current legal name, because that's helpful when I'm working in the records if I'm going to be answering a question for you on the air. The way that we get to the right area of the records is I open the records with a specific sacred prayer, as I said, and your current legal name and your questions get us the right area. So the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And anything that has energy has an Akashic record, whether it's an animal or a piece of land or a business or an area, anything that has energy has an Akashic record. And so that's what you learn how to read in level two. So if you're wondering how to start a business and you want some coaching from the Akashic Records and from a business point of view, I also do that. Well, it's been great talking with you all. I love you deeply. I'm going to sign off now. clocks are, must be off. I think I have that it's 5 of, which, and we started around 5 of, and so I'm going to close the records. Unless there's one last caller who wants to jump in, I'm happy to talk to you if you want to call in. And let me give you that number real quick as a last resort. Give me a call real quick. It's 415-762-1161. So if you have any comments that you'd like to take around 5 minutes to share, that'd be great. Otherwise, I'm going to say caller once, twice, three times. All right. So I'm going to thank you all for listening. Thank you, Kim, so much for calling in. Thank you, James, for your email question. I appreciate that. I hope that I answered it for you. And I hope the master's teachers and loved ones answered it for you. So be sure and call in or email questions. And again, if you'd like to be on my mailing list for information on the upcoming classes, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. info@akashicwisdom.com. So we're going to say I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you have a wonderful miracle-filled week. We want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information for all those listening. We ask that the information be heard throughout their body in all dimensions. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Have a miracle-filled week, and may you look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Thank you, everyone. I'll be talking to you next Sunday on Father's Day. So for all you folks who have fathers or are fathers, honor your father, whether on this planet or in heaven, as they say. Blessings to you all. This is Donna Fox saying good night.